question like that. I really don't. But I did get a call yesterday from someone in Louisiana who has been right there. He was calling yesterday. He was about 60 miles out of New Orleans. And some of the reports he was given were just I mean, that was in tears on the air. Some of the reports he was given were just astonishing. People migrating out of the area into the outlying regions, showing up on people's doorsteps, help us, we need food, we need shelter, we need whatever, just literally migrating out of southern Louisiana into other areas. And you know, I can't answer the question on whether or not they truly, you know, have done martial law down there, but the word we've gotten from people in that general region is that that's what's happened. The concern is, whether it's martial law or not, the real concern is that who is in charge? And the government will take the opportunity to say we are in charge, meaning the government. Mm-hmm. And I think that what Joyce said is so important about being prepared so that you remain in charge. Because, what, you got 10,000 people marched into the Superdome and now, nobody knows who's in there, by the way, or who was in there. Nobody knows the names because there's no communication. People are literally disappearing.
They are. I tell you what, we got a commercial break coming right out. So when we come back, I want to place ourselves in that scenario. Now, let's say you and I had been in New Orleans. What could we have done to prepare? What could we have done to protect our stuff? And what should we be doing now in case a New Orleans type of event, a Katrina type of event happens in our own backyard? Stay with us. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Let's face it. We know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyle. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternative. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. Terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks talk with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc., for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876. Or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the September 1st edition of the Power Hour. The song is Land of the Free. It was written by a gentleman who is now guest on this program, Brent Johnson. It's the only song that I put on one of my albums written by somebody other than moi. Hey, I really love that tune. Welcome back. Brent, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Hi.
And I was saying, you really helped bring that to life with your arrangement, that song. And the message, I'm glad you just played that, because there's a message in that lyric, that America is still the land of the free. And what I meant by that is that all we have to do as the people is take up the gauntlet of our rights, our freedom, just claim it. And America is the land of the free. It's not the land of the free because the courts say it is, or because the politicians say it is, because they're not behaving as if it is a land of the free.
It's not their decision.
Exactly. It's always in our ability, our power, to take back our country as a free country. And that's what's meant by that lyric. It's still the land of the free, but we have to wake up and do something in order to make that apparent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I thank you for giving me permission to use that on the album. And I tell you, it's a way good thing. Anyway, want to get right back. And by the way, if you could somehow move the mouthpiece, Brent, you're breathing heavily into that mouthpiece.
Okay.
Ah, there
How's
we go.
That?
That's much
better.
It's
a brand new headset, so I don't even know what it's, you know, what it does or doesn't do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know how sensitive it is.
Yeah, well, you just make sure that the mouthpiece is off to the side of the mouth rather than in front of your nose, because it catches every breath.
Okay, how is that?
It sounds excellent. Way cool. Way cool. Okay, now, let's say that you're down in New Orleans just before Katrina slams in there, okay? Now, how would you prepare to protect your stuff? Now, we're talking about asset protection, and of course, you get your car, your home, your furniture, all your...
First off, I do want to talk about asset protection, but before we get into that, I want to address your specific question here, because they're not the same thing.
Okay.
The first thing people need to understand is there are some circumstances that if they occur, there is nothing you can do to protect what's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, okay, if you knew that Katrina was going to put New Orleans 20 feet underwater, there are certain things you simply cannot say. You don't have, it doesn't matter whether they're legally protected, it doesn't matter whether or not, they're important things to, it's just, there are catastrophes where property is going to be destroyed. Okay, so there's no perfect solution to any scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, okay, what you can do is, number one, I believe everybody these days should have this. I think people should have a place, a sanctuary that is inland, where they have food supplies, where they have water, where they have survival equipment. And people have to get together with their best friends, buy a small patch of land in an area, and stock it that way. A place to go in the case of a catastrophe, in the case of an emergency. Now, obviously, you can't necessarily know what place is going to be safe and protected, but there are certain things you can do. For example, we have seen the last few years, we've seen massive increases in storm activity, we've seen climate changes. And other countries who are using Tesla technology, working on all kinds of devices and technologies to affect the weather, and we have no way of knowing to what degree that has contributed to these climate changes and such. I mean, come on, look at all the 100-degree weather that's been going on since April.
Yeah.
When do you remember that happening before? This cannot be a natural state of affairs. So, there's no, people come out with maps after the world changes, this is where you'll be safe. It's all crap. Nobody knows. But the best thing that I know of to do is to have some places inland, not too high, not too low. Because if you're going to have earthquakes, or if you're going to have volcanoes, or if you're going to have floods or torrential downpours or whatever, if you're too low down, you're going to be like New Orleans. If a Planet X type object comes into our solar system, you may have magma quakes, magma waves, tsunamis, literally, Earth tsunamis, which means that in the mountains you might not be safe. So if someone's looking for a safe kind of sanctuary, you want to be maybe 1,000, 1,500 feet above sea level, not more, not less,
yeah,
in an inland area.
Okay, do it. Hold on to that thought. We got to take our break. You know the drill. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes. This is the Power Hour. Dave and Joyce. Brent Johnson's website is AmericanSovereign.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now. 1-800-340-7091 and find out how a family of four can save over 1,000 years on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soap. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Know this for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation. The federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keystone Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with a 10-year battery. The Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Adaptable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's nukalert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Adaptable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to
support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Okay, here's one of the latest songs from me. That's GW and Carlisle Group. They are asking how I knew and that I lied to you. But I'm not the only one hiding, smoking guns, and the smoke gets in your eyes. Will you get news from your TV, and they cover up for me?
Away from the Superdome. Are you ready for what color it was, Dave?
Oh, no.
It was white. With light blue and orange stripes.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding you.
Welcome back to the Thursday Morning Edition. Our guest today is Brent Johnson. And yeah, it's morning drive. A little lightning up here.
Give me a second. I got to pull my cap down from the ceiling.
No kidding. I know. Oh, man. Well, we got to have some fun. Also, we're going to curl up in fetal position, suck our thumbs, and cry.
Yeah, if anyone is still listening out there.
No kidding.
Man, that hurts.
Anyway, look, I tell you, when we had you scheduled last, with all this flap about eminent domain, and now the government can now take your stuff if there's a profit to be made. And that's one of the things I didn't want to forget about talking about. You have to move that microphone again. Your heavy breathing's coming through. I wanted to talk about that because that's something that was very hot in the news. And for whatever reason, we missed each other like two ships passing in the night on the schedule. Now, what's your take? How can people protect themselves from some government agency exercising the interest of a local corporation that says, you know, I would really like to put an office right up where that little old lady's house is? Now, how do we stop it?
Well, first thing I want to say is that the eminent domain issue is not dead. 25 states have introduced legislation to prohibit eminent domain for economic development. 8 states already have laws doing so. And even in New London, Connecticut, they have put a moratorium on proceeding with in the wake of the eminent domain ruling until the legislature in Connecticut gets their act together and decides what they're going to do.
Okay.
I just want people to understand that, you know, the results of the Keller ruling have not been suddenly a stampede where everybody's losing their property. There are efforts in the state legislatures to stop it. Having said that, again, you have a situation. If you have a massive storm, well, I don't know that your asset's going to be protected. Very simply, it's better you protect your life. Well, if the government comes in and simply physically tries to take property by force, then it's going to take the property by force. The only way you can protect that is by force of arms, basically, and then you're probably going to die. What you can do, however, and this is really what I try to teach people, is you can initiate preventive measures, ways that you can protect your property from scrutiny, meaning that if somebody is looking for your property, they don't find it. Now, again, if you have an eminent domain situation where the state says, well, we need that piece of property regardless of who owns it, that is a different scenario. And in that scenario, you certainly would have legal avenues available to you to try and stop it. But the type of asset protection that I'm going to refer to here, it's not going to protect you from a government that just says, I want that piece of property, I don't care who owns it. What we have today, however, is a situation where the IRS and the government, okay, use certain techniques to locate specific individual property so that they can attach it, or they can take it, or they can seize it, or do whatever they want to do with it.
The way I'm seeing this thing, though, is if the government, if the local government, state government, county, whatever, if they deem that your piece of property, and I don't mean you, I'm saying you listeners collectively, if there's a little old lady sitting with a little house sitting on 1 acre property, just saying, hey, look, we're only getting, like, say, $2,000 a year a property tax out of this woman, and here I've got Joe Blow, businessman, who wants to put an office up right there. He's going to generate probably $20,000 a year for state income tax, plus he's going to pay, you know, IRS, he's going to pay, you know, it's going to be financially rewarding if we kick this little old lady out of her house and let Joe Blow, businessman, put up an office building. So how do we stop this? Because the only thing that they understand is the profit motive.
And, you see, this is a problem because there's a gentleman up in Idaho who series of pieces of property that a developer wanted to, you know, do his development. And he got all pieces of property except this one guy who owned a tavern. And the tavern was this guy's life dream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was what he just have his little tavern in his little town. That's all he ever wanted. And he got it. And so he was unwilling to sell. And he said, no amount of money would be worth it to me because this is my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, the Takings Clause, requires just compensation. And no amount was just for this man. None at all. Now, if somebody was going to try to eminent domain you on today's climate, that's how I would attack it. I would attack it on the just compensation. But you must understand that if they're going after a piece of property rather than a specific individual's asset, and do you understand what I mean? If they're saying, I want the property on the corner of that thing, that's corner of Hollywood and Vine, that is a different, you're in a different scenario than if they're trying to find your property. So these two issues have to be addressed separately. In the case of the eminent domain, under current climate, yes, indeed, they can demand that, you know, they can say we're going to claim the property for eminent domain, but they still have to come up with just compensation. That's part of the Fifth Amendment Takings Clause. They still have to establish that. They cannot just come in under the Keller ruling and say, well, we want the property for business development, so we're going to take it. They still have to get an agreement for just compensation. And so that is an avenue where people still have it, they can fight. I also am of the belief that within the next year, you're going to see this become a non-issue because of all the states that are passing this, these laws that say you can't do it. Texas, the day after the Keller ruling, some of the city officials in Freeport, Texas, that's near Houston, immediately started to try and initiate a claim against two restaurants that refused to sell that they wanted to get out of there for an economic development. And they've been stopped already because the Texas state legislature went in there, passed the law, and said you can't do it. So I do believe that the backlash to this is going to fall on the side of the people, on the side of the people's property rights. This is, you know, one of the things government does is they push the envelope. How far can we push people? And I believe these types of rulings are a reflection of that. Let's see how far we can go. Let's see what we can make the people do. Let's see when they will respond.
Okay, I want to, just before I, this thought came into my head, and I want to grab it before it goes out the other side. Now, you deal a lot with trust. You help folks set up trusts so that they can protect their homes, et cetera, from seizure. How does having a home in a trust protect you when the government says we want that piece of property?
The trust is not designed to protect you from that type of intrusion.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now. Just putting property in trust is going to protect it from an eminent domain claim because the claim is on the property, not on the property owner. Protect property from any attack on the owner of property, not on the property itself. So,
for example,
the IRS wants to know where your assets are. Well, and they go to the recorder, and the recorder shows that you own a house. So now the IRS knows you own a house, they're going to try and attack that house.
Right.
Well, if that house is in trust, you don't own it. The trust owns it. The IRS goes looking for your assets, they don't see them. Because you don't have it. Everything you have is in trust, which means the trust owns it and you get the benefit from it, but the trust is the owner. So unless somebody specifically is looking for trust property, which unless you're out there telling people you have trust, they don't even know, it's a private entity, but unless they're looking for that, they're not going to see that and they're not able to attach it. Even if they try to, if they assume that it's your property and they try to attach it, they can't. They can't get away with it. Because it really and truly is not your property, it belongs to the trust. So the question is whether or not the attack on property is attack on the property or the property owner. If it's an attack on the property, it doesn't matter who the owner is. If it's an attack on the owner, having the property held in trust will indeed protect the property from any attachment and from any liens, levies, anything of that sort.
Okay.
So there are very much two separate issues here. And, you know, people got to understand there are no perfect solutions in an unjust society.
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, there's got to be a solution where I don't have any hassles at all. I have no repercussions. I had a client I was on the phone with yesterday, and he was in a situation where he had to make some decisions, A or B. Either one was an unpleasant consequence. And I told him, I said, look, your circumstance is such that there's no simple way that you can just go about doing your stuff and not have any consequences. You're either going to have consequences from the government or you're going to have to take responsibility for yourself. One or the other. You can't have it both ways. So I think people need to realize that, you know, we're in a situation in our country where our freedoms are being violated and encroached upon on a daily basis. We are either going to comply, and if we comply, we lose anything that makes life worth living. I mean, you can survive as a servant, as a slave. Or we're going to resist, which also has consequences. So along those same lines, there are no perfect solutions in a scenario like this. So there's no perfect solution to the eminent domain situation. If someone attacks property with eminent domain over which I was in charge, what I would do is I would use legal procedures to tie them up on the just compensation issue. I would get my state, not federal, state representatives to see whether or not they were working on a law you know, to take care of this, because this is a very politically correct grievance. Mm-hmm. If somebody has this particular grievance, the politicians will do things for them because it's a popular and politically correct grievance test. So if I was attacked that way, that's how I would deal with it. But more than anything, I try very hard not to, not to have property in cities, which are municipal corporations, which, by the way, that's what the Keller ruling's about. It's about municipal corporations being allowed to do this. It doesn't say anything about unincorporated areas able to do this. It just says municipal corporations can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I try not to have property in cities, rather in unincorporated areas. They're less likely to bother those areas. They're more rural. So the developers are not looking that way. So there's a psychological tactic you can employ that make it less likely that someone would try eminent domain on you. But in the end, ultimately, it's your property, your right, versus the government's claimed need.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, that's the conflict, and you have to determine how you're going to handle such a conflict.
I tell you what, before we run out of time, the break is coming right at us here. I wanted to ask you, when do you have your next seminar scheduled? Because you go around the country educating people on all this stuff. And if you don't have a seminar scheduled in the near future, how can people find out more about the American Sovereign?
Yeah, well, first off, and by the way, when we come back, I do want to talk about trust and explain that aspect to people. But I don't have any seminar scheduled at this point. What's happening in America is such that I have re-diverted my attention. However, if someone wants me to come to a particular area, we have a program for people who want to sponsor a seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also all the material, the books, the articles that I've written on these subjects are all available. My website, by the way, is AmericanSovereign.com. But to make it easier on people who misspell sovereign, okay, we created a new domain. It's freedomradio.us. That'll be a little easier for people to remember. Freedomradio.us. You can also give us a call, and we'll be happy to send you information at 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. And what I would like to do, Dave, when we come back, is I do want to get into a bit of the benefits of having your property protected through trust. Mostly about the eminent domain, I do want people to have a chance to hear about that other side of things.
Okay, good deal. All right, our guest today is Brent Johnson. I don't know, when did we meet? We 96, 97, something like that?
Almost
10 years ago.
Something like that.
Yeah.
When was the Indianapolis show where you first heard my song?
It's got to be, like I said, 97, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
98? I don't know.
I just turned 50, my friend.
Oh! Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. You're right behind me here. I know how it feels. Anyway, we're going to take our three-minute break. We'll be back and maybe open up the phone calls for a couple of quick calls. In the next hour, Joyce will be talking to Cass Ingram. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-Tooth soap, neutralizer gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest job. In a garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer. Many people who use Miracle-Tooth products have stated that they have nearly washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle-Tooth don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle-Tooth, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your home. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle-Tooth isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
The fifth annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The fifth annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTP, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com, we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
No, we won't back down. We won't be turned around. We'll keep the new world order from putting us down. No, we won't back down.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of this second hour of the Thursday installment of the Power Hour. Our guest today is Brent Johnson, TheAmericanSovereign.com, and he's another one of these patriotic broadcasters out there trying so hard to wake up the American people out there, because the mainstream media is propaganda.
What do they pay you to lie?
How much?
Yeah, you fool.
Enough of that stuff. Brent Johnson, before we go to the phone calls, you had a couple of things, points that you wanted to make very important. Go ahead.
And it has to do with trust. The trust in this case is a pure trust contract. It is protected from government infringement by Article 1, Section 10 of the Federal Constitution. They are completely valid. They are not registered anywhere. You could put your house into trust, your business into trust, your vehicles into trust. There are a number of things you can do by putting your property into trust to remove yourself from the scrutiny of a government that has shown itself to be untrustworthy with the powers that it has been granted by the people. So basically, a trust allows you to wrap an ironclad protection around property you value so that neither the government nor the IRS nor anybody else can ever come in and take it. And if you want to know more, if that appeals to you, the idea of genuinely enjoying your property rights, not having to look over your shoulder every minute to choose who from the government is trying to take it, if that appeals to you, give us a call, and we'll be happy to send you information and talk to you about trust, or you can go online to freedomradio.com. It's the same website. The telephone number, again, if you want to call us about trust, is 888-385-3733. And I just want to say, everything that I teach others, I have done myself. So I set up trust for my property way before I started to teach others, because I was a guinea pig. I wanted to see that it does work. And over 12 years, we've got a 100% track record using these trusts. That's pretty amazing.
That really is. Again, give out the contact information, because more and more folks are starting to understand how important trusts are. Go ahead.
888-385-3733 is the toll-free number. 888-385-3733.
The website is www.freedomradio.us. freedomradio.us.
Okay, and americansovereign.com still works if we
Yeah, that'll take you, it'll take you over to freedomradio.us.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go to Georgia. Say hello to Mark. Mark, go ahead. You're on the air. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I have a question about is those poor Appalachian people. There's a name of Georgia Power, and they're in bed with the state. And here, most recently, they just took everybody's property and they put these Mongo electric lines straight through them. I mean, they didn't even think about going down the property lines. I mean, they went straight diagonally across everybody and so forth. My question is there any kind of recourse as far as federal, you know, federal redress?
It depends. It depends upon whether or not there have been granted easements to these utilities, which often there are. Often people grant easements without realizing it. I oversaw a trust, or oversee a trust, that had a situation with a power company, and the trust did not want to grant them easements. And what we did was I sent out a letter to the power company and said, you may not come on this property. And they haven't.
Well,
they've actually gone around the property.
Were at work. It was really terrible.
Yeah, you put up a no trespass sign and with a $5,000 land use fee, and then you can sue them for $5,000 because they came on without your permission.